Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, live cattle made a valiant attempt at extending gains after the large price reversal to start the week. Traders may be looking at the significant discount of futures to cash and may try to narrow the gap. However, weaker cash may limit the extent of the gains. The overall trend of the market is sideways to lower, but it's a bit unusual for cash cattle to trade early in the week, even if volume was light, but it gives the indication lower prices will be posted. There is concern over beef demand in the near term, which will limit any sustainable price rally until there is a shift in fundamentals. Boxed beef prices, though, continue to struggle. Now, hog futures are struggling as solid supportive news is difficult to find. The trend is down, and the July contract clearly shows the weakness, making a new contract low Tuesday. Cash continues to decline with no sign of a low. The backlog of supply weighs on the market as it may be difficult to absorb supply over the next few weeks. Cash is called lower as there is little incentive to move prices higher in the face of burdened supply. Now, mixed trade overnight in wheat markets with winter wheat contracts continuing to get beat down while Minneapolis shows relative strength. Yesterday's session was debilitating with July Kansas City wheat trading to the lowest level since mid-March as harvest activity expands and the producer lets bushels fly off the combine. Corn prices are lower overnight following through on yesterday's reversal with July corn looking for its third straight lower close. After early strength on lower than expected crop condition ratings, it was fairly disappointing to see corn lose momentum and finish lower. Cash traders noted an increase in farm marketing, which is going to be a constant overhang given the amount of unpriced grain on both ends of the curve. Mixed to weaker trade overnight in the soy complex as July soybeans are also starring at the third lower close in a row, although the contract has been generally range-bound over the last 2 weeks. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Superior Livestock's Tall Grass Auction set for this Thursday, June 18th, 10 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast on Dish Network, Satellite Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 9,600 head, including almost 6,000 yearling steers and 2,700 yearling heifers. For more information or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117.
August live cattle up 77 cents yesterday, 96.77. October up 110, 99.75. August feeder cattle up 170 at 132.87. September up 187, 134.45. July hogs down 262, 49.65. August was down 225 at 53.02. Kansas City wheat, July down 7.5, 438.25. September was down 7.25, 447. Chicago wheat, July down 8.75 at 496. September down 8.5, 501.25. July corn down a quarter penny, 329. September up a half at 334.25. July soybeans down 2 cents, 867. August down 2 cents at 868. July cotton up 106, 6007. December up 73 cents at 5908. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.